In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, last January's severe freeze is continuing to have lingering effects, as now the Southwest Florida Water Management District has unveiled a plan to limit the amount of water growers can pump during freezes due to the 140 sinkholes that opened up in the Dover and Plant City areas. Swift mud is strongly encouraging crop protection alternatives, something that Hillsborough County strawberry grower Michelle Williamson says they're already attempting.
A lot of us already have tailwater ponds in place. Of course, we'll be looking to expand those types of ponds. We'll actually be looking to do some closed type systems where we'll be growing crops underneath high tunnels. But all of this costs money, and the consumer needs to realize that once we have to start moving into these types of production practices, they're going to see increases in their food costs.
Swift Mud Executive Director David Moore says the district already reimburses about half of the cost of these alternative methods, and he plans to ask the governing board to increase that amount to 75%. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.